This is the story of how I made $3 million and lost it, and how I owed the IRS more money than I made in 10 previous years. It was the 1st of January, 2022, 13 years of song a day being sold as NFTs with my whole back catalog, 3,700 songs.
What if he goes up again?
We gotta take a detour here to contrast capital gains and income tax. So you buy ETH, ETH goes up, you owe tax on that. But if you buy shitcoin and lose a lot, you offset those gains with a capital loss. Capital loss is how rich people carry on. On the other hand, if you earn ETH selling your art as NFTs, you owe taxes on that ETH. The price it was when you received it. Say you made $3 million, but the price of ETH is gone. You still owe $1 million, even if the money's gone.
What if he goes up again?
Now it's a week after the big sale. ETH has gone below 3,000. We are panicking and paralyzed. And we have another problem, because our 2021 taxes, we owe quite a lot from the fucking trolls and all the airdrops. But we're holding on for dear life. What if ETH goes up? Do we sell to cover all these taxes? No, of course not.
We take out a
This is the story of how I made $3 million and lost it, and how I owed the IRS more money than I made in 10 previous years.
Now we gotta figure out, how much do we really owe, Easier said than done, door taxes are impossible. I spent years of my
another detour back to 2019. NFTs were a tiny scene at meetups in NYC. My buddies Matt and John were not quite famous CryptoPunks for 2 years on, and they gave us the basis for all on-chain to sell. An autoglyph I bought, it was magic, but I never thought it could be something worth a lot. It turned out to be worth a lot. It caused my wife to turn to me and say, I know you love the autoglyph, but for the love of God, can you just see what you can get for it?
Do I have to?
Yes, you really do.
Do I have to?
Yes, you really, really do.
So I tweeted the autoglyph, but nobody wanted it. To find a buyer, I needed a broker.
Today I could get 750K, he said.
That's not enough, I said. I got wild mountains of Texas.
What about 850K? That's what he's offered you.
I'm really sorry, I'm still not moved.
I've got one final offer that I'm authorized to do. This is the very last one my client offers you. Please accept this number so the deal can be done. The number that he's offering is 1.1.
1,095,000.
171. You will recall, dear listener, that's what we owe the United States government.
So I sold my autoclip.